Morning Watch, knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians, week 3. Being one in soul, to enjoy Christ by thinking the one thing, by being one with Christ in his inward parts, and by allowing God to operate in us the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Tuesday. Related verses. Philippians 1, verse 27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that whether coming and seeing you or being absent, I may hear of the things concerning you, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, striving together along with the faith of the gospel. Philippians 2, verses 19 and 20. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged by knowing the things concerning you. For I have no one like-souled who will genuinely care for what concerns you. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. John 17, verse 21, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Philippians 1, 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Related reading. We need not only to stand firm in one spirit in order to experience Christ, but also to strive together with one soul along with the faith of the gospel. To be of one soul for the gospel work is more difficult than to be in one spirit for the experience of Christ. See Philippians 2, verse 20. To be of one soul requires that, after having been regenerated in our spirit, we go further and be transformed in our soul, especially in our mind, which is the main and leading part of our soul. To be one in soul means to be one in our affection, love, thought, and decisions. Such oneness is very practical. If we want to experience Christ, we need to be one in soul. If we are not one in our affections, thoughts, and decisions, we are not one in soul. As long as we are not one in soul, we are not in the fellowship unto the gospel. One thought flows from Philippians 1 verse 27 through 2 verse 8. When I read 1 verse 27 years ago, I thought that conduct worthy of the gospel was behavior that was perfect before those to whom we preach the gospel. But this is not Paul's meaning here. Paul does not speak here of loving our wives, submitting to our husbands, honoring our parents, or behaving in a kind, lovable manner. Rather, he tells us to stand firm in one spirit with one soul. If we are not in one spirit with one soul, then our conduct is not worthy of the gospel. No matter how many of us there may be in a locality or on a campus, in our preaching of the gospel, everyone must be fully impressed that we are in one spirit and with one soul. Nothing is more convincing than this. When all the members in the church are in one spirit with one soul, this oneness will be convincing, subduing, and attractive. When we have such a subduing and convincing oneness, we will experience Christ and enjoy him. We will enjoy Christ by being in one spirit with one soul. By preaching the gospel, we express our oneness in spirit and in soul. When we preach the gospel in this way, we have the enjoyment of Christ. The more we preach like this, the more we enjoy Christ. We will be able to say, we don't care mainly for how many souls are saved or for how many people are brought to the Lord. We are enjoying the Lord. We will be full of enjoyment, and the preaching of the gospel will be a feast. If we do not sense that we are feasting on Christ as we preach the gospel, something is wrong. We lack the oneness in spirit and in soul. But if we are in one spirit with one soul, the number of people saved through our preaching of the gospel will be secondary. The primary thing is that in the course of our preaching, we will be feasting on Christ and enjoying Him. We will have not only experience, but also enjoyment. If we would remain in the fellowship unto the gospel by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we need to be in one spirit with one soul. In Philippians, the special point regarding the experience of Christ is this matter of being with one soul. Being one in soul is not only for the experience of Christ, but even the more for the enjoyment of Christ. Our experience of Christ should also be an enjoyment of Christ. For example, children may eat food under the threat of being disciplined if they do not eat, but they may not enjoy what they are eating. Likewise, if we are merely in one spirit, we may experience Christ and yet not enjoy Him. To experience Christ with enjoyment, we need to be in one spirit with one soul.